This is Ron Moss Ministries. I was sitting here thinking about how a lot of times we kind of find ourselves in certain situations trying to figure out, how did I get here? And usually, you know, when we kind of go through that process, we spend a lot of our time thinking about situations, occurrences, anything that we can put the blame on, those things, and mostly on other people. You know, I was sitting here doing kind of a self-inventory of my 57 years of living and kind of the highs and lows and the good decisions and bad decisions, the rights and the wrongs, the influences that I allowed me to possibly move into negative categories, and the positive influences that I allowed me to probably get me to where I am today. But I believe a lot of us, if not most of us, spend most of our lives blaming somebody else for our situations. We blame the police. We blame the boss man. We blame the bad parent. We blame the friends who didn't support me. We blame grandmama them not being there or not giving me the money when I asked for it. It seemed that most of us have spent most of our lives blaming so many people for where we are, that really where we are is not where we still need to be. And I got to be honest with you, if I was, you know, 27, you know, or even 17, I wish I would have had somebody back then tell me, you can't blame anybody but yourself. That if you really want to be successful in this world, there's a few things you got to understand. One is, everything's not going to go your way. That's not going to happen. You're going to have some successes and you're going to have some failures. And the second thing is, life is not going to be easy. It's going to be hard because you're going to have to do some things that you don't like to do. How many of us like to read? How many of us like to do math? How many of us like to work and work hard? How many of us like to do things that we normally wouldn't do? I used to always tell my daughter that sometimes while you're watching all your favorite TV shows, every now and then watch a show that you really wouldn't like to watch, like a documentary or, you know, a health show or anything that kind of turns you off even before you even know anything about it. And it could be something that taps into your brainstem that allows you to say, wow, I never thought about that, but that's interesting enough for me to look at as possibly something that I want to do or possibly career or anything. How many of us have missed opportunities when we could have been doing something by now that would have been a success for us, but instead we spent so much time blaming others for our failures that we never really got anything done? I got to be honest. If I'm honest, and I would hope that all of you who have an opportunity to listen to my podcast are honest, that I should be a lot further than I am now. I should have took the time when I was younger, when people said you need to read for yourself, you need to study for yourself, you need to find out about that for yourself. Don't go by what everybody else say. Don't hang out with that crowd. That crowd ain't doing nothing for you. But see, it was popular then, as it is now, to hang out with the knuckleheads, to hang out with the gangbangers, to hang out with the people who were popular, who weren't really hitting on a dime all the time, but they had the most popularity. It seemed like we are attracted to bad things. That's what kind of turned us on to be around people that we think we want to be like. And it took me to get older, you know, and older to realize that all that did was was it allowed me to stop my progress from being a success story that I'm supposed to be. All of us are supposed to be success stories. None of us are supposed to be on the back page of the news. All of us should be on the front page. But it has to be a decision that you make. You have to decide first and foremost, or you got to make up your mind first and foremost, that you bring value to the table. That you are somebody. I don't care what anybody say. I don't care if I'm short, fat, skinny, or tall. I still bring value to the table. I have a brain and a mindset like everybody else. I haven't been using it the way I'm supposed to, so I'm going to start using it the right way. I just believe that if we start blaming everybody for all our failures or all our misgivings or missituations, that things can get better once we make up our mind that we have value. That I am somebody. That God made me special. You know, I'm part of the King's family. You know, I'm not just a nobody. And some of us have spent most of our lives thinking that we're less than. And I want you to know right now that you're greater than. That you have the ability to change your community. You have the ability to change your city. God can even give you enough ability to change the world. You just got to put the blame game away and make up your mind that you are somebody indeed. I believe that most importantly, you got to be grounded. You got to have a foundation. And part of that foundation is believing, if you're like me, that there is a God. And he sent his only son. And that's why I have a reason to live this life that I'm living. You got to have a foundation. Your foundation might not be my foundation, but you need to have one. You got to be able to stand on something and believe it. Because if you don't, then you're just kind of floating around the world, just kind of existing with really nothing concrete to do. And you got to start believing that the world has something for you. And it's greater than being somebody on the street corner. It's greater than being a drug dealer. It's greater than being an alcoholic. It's greater than being hooked on crack cocaine. It's greater than being all the negatives that people kind of end up going along with. Your life has to have more value than that. So I want you to know that part of the process that I had to get to was, first and foremost, I had to understand that everything wasn't going to happen the way I wanted it to happen. That's not how the universe works. And you got to learn how to get in. And I won't say necessarily fit in, but you got to learn how to get in and fight what you feel is for you. And then have a don't give up attitude. If this isn't for me, then I'm going to fight for this. And if this isn't for me, then I'm going to fight for that. And if this isn't for me, then I'm going to fight for that. But you got to have a don't give up attitude. And you got to do it with a clear mind and a clear conscience. And you got to believe that everything is going to work out for my good. And you can't put a timetable on life experiences. You just gotta work. I remember my grandfather used to say, you work until the day you die. I believe he meant a physical work. But what I'm telling you is a mental work. A mental process of work. A work that you never stop doing. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh yeah. Peace.